Studio 54.
The song is actually about the decline of the Western civilization, part 54.
Psychedelic drugs, which allow you to get a little crazier. Hey, you want some walls to breathe?
Men should never work out their abdomen.
I'm not gonna argue with that.
And I was brought up not to use public restrooms in any manner. My ass have been visually abused.
People ask me, how many times have I taken LSD?
Very many times.
It's like, how many times have I made love? I don't count. It's like Will Chamberlain, the basketball player.
Well, personally, I prefer moonshine.
I was in the same cell next to Manson for one night. He did not give me any drugs. I would never take drugs from Manson.
I belong to old Danish nobility.
Don't get drugs from Manson.
It's very important that you choose lighter beer types.
I know, are we talking about the same thing? You're kind of getting off here.
It's a very important message.
You think of it. If the government legalizes a drug, there's got to be something wrong with it.
I almost got decapitated on the Tower Bridge.
And that is the dumbest question. I don't know. No comment.
Well, that happens if you do a bump.
Where do you get these questions? You have committees of monkeys that type them out and things like that. Considered Brian Wilson to be a pathetic moron.
When it's spring break, it's the kegger that counts.
I've met Frank Sinatra, who is very suave.
Scandinavian men are known to have very hot penises. Our penises are actually on fire.
The vulgar assertiveness of that is Olympic. I mean, that is a very vulgar...
This is actually a metaphor for how hot we are.
I mean, what does that mean?
In reality, a penis cannot just catch fire.
Psychoactive, psychological drug should not be sold.
Work out your size, because then they will look cool in bicycle pants.
This is very primitive thinking. Man, you are out of it. You really are out of it. But the very idea of selling psychoactive drugs, it's worse than prostitution, in a sense. I haven't thought this quite through. So listen, I'm so senile, I don't remember what was going on last night at this time, so... Look, he's... Last night, I had the pleasure of being with Uma Thurman's mother when I met you in Calcutta. We first met. I was on my honeymoon. Winona Thurman's mother was my... you know the tall blonde woman? In Winona Ryder's home in Beverly Hills. We were watching her traveling bristle in her big screen.